in a crumpled bed, ponders if he's got enough flour for his bread. But to all intents and purposes, he might as well be dead, cause he's never been a follower of fashion. The fishwife strolls on the Whitby shore. She wonders if the fishermen are coming into more. She's a broad-shouldered lady and her taste is poor. She isn't worth a penny to fashion. The butcher's wife, she waits up late. Heavy fist knocking down the garden gate. A kick in the shins and a pie pot in her face. Collapsing into lucid dreams of fashion. The cobbler sighs at his children's shoes. Little Lucy's in the ground and there's nothing left to lose. It's a spare pair going that the Paxton boys can use. They'll love to get a hold of some fashion. The soldier's wife, she knits a shawl, black as the windows in the hospital. Soon she'll be standing at the wash house wall, giving up her body for fashion. Gasps in his dying breath. My only life's regret is that I wasn't better dressed. If we glammed up like the Prussians, then we wouldn't have this mess. We'd all be indebted to fashion. The midwife knocks, but she's unaware. The farmer's daughter at the foot of the stair. It's two less mouths to be fed, to be fair. Two less future purchasers, customers, shoppers, dedicated followers of fashion. We learn one thing from the world of old. It's hard enough to live without wearing what you're told. You're not a slave to cholera, the war or the cold. And you shouldn't be a slave to fashion. You shouldn't be a slave to fashion.